Hey everyone, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into something pretty wild. The Noelian universe.
Noelian universe, you say? Sounds like we're about to boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Ah, well, maybe not that dramatic, but it is going to be a thought-provoking ride, that's for sure. We're talking about the intersection of science and theology, but not in the way you usually hear about it. No epic battles between reason and faith here.
No, this is different. Our source material today throws out those old battle lines and proposes something way more interesting. Imagine instead of being at odds, science and theology are partners in a cosmic dance. That's the Noelian universe in a nutshell.
And get this, to explain this whole idea of knowledge needing to come together, the text actually throws us way back to, wait for it, Plato.
Plato. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a while, at least not this context.
Right. But it totally fits. Remember reading about Plato's golden age, ruled by Kronos? It was this time of perfect harmony, before disciplines were fragmented, before knowledge was split apart, which the text says is kind of what the Noelian universe wants to fix.
Yeah, I'm starting to see the connection now. Plato believed that separating knowledge into these rigid categories, these silos, led to all sorts of problems, misunderstandings, even conflict.
Exactly. So maybe, just maybe, if we can bring those pieces back together, like this Noelian universe suggests, we might actually gain a more complete and harmonious understanding of the universe.
Well, and that's the big question, isn't it? Can we reconcile these seemingly contradictory disciplines? I mean, we've built up these, and I love this imagery from the text, cathedrals of religion and these crystalline monuments of science. But what if those structures are actually artificial? What if we're trapping knowledge within them?
And that's where things get really interesting. Because instead of shying away from the tension between science and religion, the text dives right into it with this whole Big Bang, Big Crunch comparison, which, I'll be honest, kind of lost me for a second.
Yeah, it's one of the trippier metaphors in the text, I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. Imagine the Big Bang not just as this event that kicked off the universe, but as this outward explosion of scientific inquiry, always expanding, searching for new horizons, new galaxies of understanding.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Now, the Big Crunch. Picture it as the counter movement to that expansion. This inward pull, symbolizing theology's search for unity, meaning a return to a kind of singular truth.
So it's less about an actual beginning or end, and more about the constant push and pull between these forces, kind of like in nature itself, right? You have cycles of expansion and contraction, creation and destruction, and maybe, just maybe, knowledge works in the same way.
Exactly. The Noelian universe isn't about declaring a winner in the so-called science versus religion debate, because it says there shouldn't be a debate in the first place. It's about recognizing the dance, the interplay between these seemingly opposed ways of knowing.
It's about finding what the text calls the shimmer, that magical space where scientific inquiry and spiritual experience intersect.
And it's in that shimmering space where things get blurry, undefined, where those hard lines soften. That's where we find the potential for a more holistic, well, Noelian understanding, you could say.
Okay, so I'm all for blending, for finding the shimmer, but give me a concrete example. How does this actually work in, like, the real world?
Let's take something like, oh, a meditation. You're a scientist, right? With their fancy brain imaging tech, and they're able to actually observe the physiological changes, the shifts in brainwave activity that happen during deep meditation.
So that's the science side of things, the observable data.
Right. But then you have the millennial-old traditions, the practices, the subjective experiences of peace, self-awareness, even enlightenment that people have been reporting from meditative states for centuries. That's where the theological aspect comes in.
So instead of seeing those as two separate, unrelated explanations, the Noelian universe says, hey, what if they're both part of the same truth? The science illuminates the how, and the theological insights speak to the why, or maybe even the what does it all mean?
Exactly. And this is where it gets really empowering, I think. The Noelian universe encourages us to become explorers of knowledge, not just tourists in one specific area.
To use all the tools at our disposal, whether they come from the scientific toolkit or the theological one, to make sense of this wild, mysterious universe we find ourselves in.
And to remember that those tools, they were created by humans, just like the categories we've crammed knowledge into. The Noelian universe asks us to question everything, to embrace the complexities, the gray areas, to get comfortable with uncertainty.
To realize that maybe, just maybe, some of the most profound truths exist in the spaces between the answers we think we know.
And you know, that's a powerful shift. It allows us to appreciate the beauty and mystery of the universe and ourselves in a much richer way.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to everyone listening, the next time you encounter a question that seems impossible to answer, a paradox that straddles that line between science and spirituality, remember the Noelian universe.
Don't be afraid to look for the shimmer, that point of intersection.
Because you never know what mind-blowing insights might be waiting for you there.